It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll look at the big winners at last night's Grammy Awards and a year in music. First, we learned last week from reporting in the New York Times that President Trump ordered White House counsel Donald McGahn to have the Justice Department dismiss special counsel Robert Mueller. This was back in June. Mueller is heading up the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election and whether there was any coordination between Russians and the Trump campaign. McGahn refused to fire Mueller and said he'd quit instead of following that order the president ultimately backed down. The president was asked if, in fact, he had wanted to fire Mueller. He was in Davos, Switzerland last week for the World Economic Forum. Here's what he had to say.
Why did you fire Robert Mueller?
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message today?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
Mr. Trump.
Confirmation of the reports that Trump had wanted to fire Mueller have come from across the spectrum, including Fox News, where host Sean Hannity reversed his earlier claims that it was fake news and now says that the network has fact-checked it. Frank Turkheimer is an emeritus professor of law at the UW-Madison. He served as a federal prosecutor in Wisconsin and as a Watergate prosecutor. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show with you.
How serious do you see it as being if the president did, in fact, try to fire special counsel Robert Mueller?
Enormously serious, and the terminology you use almost fits the statute. The obstruction statute is one of the few federal statutes that embraces with it attempt. So it's not just a crime to obstruct justice, but in the words of the statute, to corruptly endeavor to obstruct justice, meaning to try, which is exactly the word you used. And it's pretty clear that that the president tried to get Mueller fired and end the investigation, and that brings us pretty close to a violation of the statute, because there was no valid reason for it. I mean, the regulations say that special counsel can be fired for service if he or she does certain things, and none of those kicks in.
Is proving intent part of the condition of obstruction of justice, saying that the president in this case had given that order with the intent of thwarting this particular investigation?
Well, the state of mind that the statute uses is corruptly, but I think when you say intent, if you just put the adjective bad in front of it, you're saying the same thing, the wrong intent or a bad intent. And, that's always a question that has to be proven. You always prove it circumstantially, that is, by looking at the surrounding circumstances. And I think that the principal surrounding circumstance here is that the president wanted him fired without, for no valid reason. I mean, just to stop an investigation. And that's not one of the grounds you can fire him on. And that would be a fairly strong indication that the intent here was improper or corrupt, as the statute says. When you put the whole thing together and take all that's happened in connection with the special counsel and the investigation, you can draw other evidence of bad intent. Being alone with Comey and asking Comey to drop a case. I mean, why did the president ask everybody else to leave the room? And as I recall, Reince Priebus and maybe somebody else were very reluctant to leave because they thought it was a bad idea for the president to be alone with Comey, but the president shooed them on out. I mean, if you want evidence of bad intent, it comes right out of that scenario. So it's there. I mean, and the question is whether exactly how Mueller is going to handle it.
If this is, in fact, obstruction of justice, what can Mueller or anyone do with that information? Can the president be prosecuted for this? Is this something Congress would have to deal with?
Well, I would be surprised. I mean, fortunately, in the entire history of the Republic, a sitting president has never been indicted. In the case of Richard Nixon, the evidence was strong that he participated in a conspiracy to obstruct justice, and he was named as a co-conspirator in the main Watergate indictment, but he wasn't named as a defendant. But at that time, there was a viable impeachment process pending in the House of Representatives, and ultimately that worked. I mean, the House Judiciary Committee, when it had all the evidence, voted 38 to nothing to have the president impeached, and that certainly portended impeachment by the House and removal by the Senate. I doubt, I would be surprised, but I, you know, since we're writing on a clean slate, we can't be sure that Mueller would actually charge the president with the crime of obstruction. He'd probably lay out the case in a report, which he, by statute, is required to file. And then it would be up to the House of Representatives, and that's not to say they're going to do anything with it, but it would, the ball would be in their court.
Talking to Frank Turkheimer, former federal prosecutor in Wisconsin, former Watergate prosecutor, looking at the latest news about President Trump reportedly attempting to fire Robert Mueller. I want to give a listen now, getting to the congressional side of things. I want to listen to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week talking about what, if anything, should happen in light of this report.
I don't know. I believe it's something that Mueller should look at. We're not going to just say it's fake news and move on. Mueller's the best person to look at it, not me opine about something I don't know. I'm sure that there'll be an investigation around whether or not President Trump did try to fire Mr. Mueller. We know that he didn't fire Mr. Mueller. We know that if he tried to, it'd be the end of his presidency.
If he tried to, it would be at the end of his presidency, says Lindsey Graham. Do you agree, Frank Turkheimer?
Well, yeah, I think it's, you know, maybe Senator Graham is a little bit, he has a better sense of what's going on in the House than I do, but I'm not that sure that the House would act, pick up the impeachment cudgel if Mueller comes to the conclusion that there was, you know, obstruction of justice here. I should add also that the president doesn't have the power to fire the special counsel. And that's probably one of the reasons he's so ticked off at Sessions. But the law is that only the attorney general can fire the special counsel. And in this case, that would be Rod Rosenstein, who was acting in place of the attorney general, who recused himself. So that, and I think that's one of the reasons McGahn was so forceful about it, because if the president wants directly to fire the special counsel, he's acting against the law. The law doesn't give him that power. He would first have to fire Rosenstein, and then direct whoever succeeds Rosenstein to fire the special counsel. And that's why I think McGahn foresaw a reenactment of the Saturday Night Massacre, where once again, the president didn't have the power to fire the special prosecutor.
I want to give a listen now to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California talking to Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. There's the question of whether Congress should do something to protect Mueller from a possible future firing. Here's a listen.
Would you be open, if there is a bill that protects, you know, something? There's a couple of bills in the Senate. One would be having a three-judge panel review a decision if the president did fire Mueller to see if it was done on fair grounds. Would you be open, if that bill is attached to the budget bill, would you support that? Would you let that go through versus...
Look, I think we should focus on the budget, because military needs their funding. Why are we playing other games with something else? Let's take the issue that's right before us. He's cooperating right now.
Would you support legislation to protect Mueller?
I don't think there's a need for legislation right now to protect Mueller.
Frank, do you think there's a need for Congress to pass a law that adds extra protection to Robert Mueller?
You know, I tell you, I watched that program, and that was kind of aggravating. I mean, basically what McCarthy is saying is there's no need until the president actually does it, in which case it's going to be too late. That's absurd. Yeah, I think it would be very helpful to have added protections for the special counsel, especially because the president has indicated a desire to get rid of them without any of the existing grounds applying. I think it's... The special counsel needs protection, and that would be a very useful statute, but not one that you pass, after it's too late.
This is all going on as some Republicans in Congress and the president are targeting FBI officials, saying they've shown signs of bias in the investigation of corruption, of not investigating Hillary Clinton enough and doing too much to investigate Donald Trump. What do you make of those efforts to discredit, in effect, some of the FBI leadership?
I don't get that. I mean, the FBI leadership is Republican. Comey was a Republican. Mueller is a Republican. Rosenstein's a Republican. I mean, that's a total and complete distraction from... the fact of the matter is, Mueller has a specific mission. He was appointed for certain reasons to look into possible violations in connection with the Russian participation in our election and obstruction of justice. That was within his mandate. That's not something he just plucked out of the air and said, I'm going to do this. And these other things have nothing to do with Mueller's mandate, and they shouldn't serve as to diminish his mandate in any way, because they can't.
Frank, as we wrap up, I won't ask you to predict the future, because we keep seeing, I think, things that surprise us here all along the way. But what are you watching for next?
What am I watching for next is to see how long Rod Rosenstein remains in that position. That's the next thing. I frankly don't know that the president is going to be restrained. If he really wants to do something, he's going to do it, and then all hell's going to break loose.
Frank, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, thank you.
That's Frank Turkheimer, Emeritus Professor of Law at UW-Madison. He served as a federal prosecutor and was a Watergate prosecutor. He joined us for a look at the latest in the Russia probe and reports that the president had ordered the dismissal of Robert Mueller last summer.